gamble. Now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
You know, a lot of stuff going on in the world right now with politics and Trump. And the thing is, I don't give a fuck about politics. I don't follow it at all. I know it's a war. I should be nervous. But I don't follow it. Whatever happens, happens. It's no big deal. I don't care about politics. I never have. Except for when George W. Bush sent those $600 stimulus checks. Because being a degenerate gambler, I checked my mailbox every day for a month. And the day that it came, I went right down to South Point Casino to cash it. And I got this $600, which was supposed to be used to stimulate the economy. I took $100 of it, put it in a slot machine, and lost. Then I went and put $500 on a sports game and left to come home and watch it. I get home, I turn the TV on, I can't find the game. I go to Google, when is the game on? I find out, game's on 4 days later. I ended up losing that bet. And I got absolutely nothing out of my stimulus check. But at least it lasted me 4 days. Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast. Hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh, there he is. There he is. Oh, that's not a, wasn't a political joke. It was a gambling joke. Come on, are you kidding me?
No, it was a political joke. You mentioned Trump. You mentioned stimulus. You mentioned war. And if I go down these roads, like no. Let's not go. Come on, let's not go there.
I don't like to talk about politics on the show. I don't think it's a, I know you're a politics guy. You've been bugging me for freaking ever. It's part of the reason I fired you. I just don't.
You know what, man? No. I am really not a political guy. I'm not. I just don't like what's going on as of late, I don't like what's going on. And all I'm asking for is, I just need a little, if I can voice my opinion into many of you, of your listeners, they may not agree, but I'd like to get it off my chest. That's all. If you let me get it off my chest, I'm good to go.
So okay, we may be on to something because I'm always doing my own thing on the show. By the way, for those of you listening, you know who he is. If you don't know who he is, go back and find out. But I'm with
Hi,
him.
Everybody.
Yeah, there he is. So you want to do politics. You have like a rant about politics and Donald Trump, I'm assuming.
The majority of it is him, but it's a lot of it is just everything and how screwed up everything is.
Okay, I have an idea. I have a crazy idea because I don't want anything to do with this. I really don't. I don't want to give my opinion on anything, because no matter what anybody's opinion is, everybody gets angry at it. Who cares? Who cares about my opinion? I don't know anything about it. I don't want anything to do with it. But you seem to have something to say. So I have an idea. I have an idea because I'm going to have to do something while you go on this, whatever rant it is.
You're going to finally do laundry.
No, I'm not going to do laundry. What do I want to do laundry for? You don't think my laundry's done already? You think I start recording and my house isn't clean? Is that what you think about me?
You're a squatter. You don't even have a house.
How did you know that word? Anyway. So you got this rant. All right, I have an idea. I told you I've been in better shape recently. I've been working out, right?
Good for you.
I got these 15-pound dumbbells. I do like 70. I got two of them, 15 pounds. 15 pounds total. Two of them, 7.5 each. And I do about 75 curls a day. But it's been working. Like, dude, my body is transforming into an amazing thing. Like, I spoke to my mom on Christmas, right? And I told her, I said, Mom, my BMI is perfect. And she's like, oh, good, that's great. So you went to finally see a doctor? And I'm like, no, I just looked at myself in the mirror. Like, I look incredible. So since I got these 7.5-pound bells down, I figured I want to break a world record and see how many I could do. So I found this website, recordsetter.com. It's not Guinness. It's a little smaller site, but it's called recordsetter.com. And I couldn't find anything for 7.5-pound bells. But I did find one for a 135-pound barbell while standing most curls. And it's only a minute, and the record is 21. And it doesn't sound like a lot. So I think I should break a record while you do this rant. I could get this in because I've been struggling with time. With, you know, this will be the perfect time for me to do it.
I could see where that would work, yeah. Hey, I don't care how you do it. Let me get this off my chest. I'll be happy.
And then I'll be happy because I'm going to break a fucking world record.
Nice.
Okay, let's.
If you actually think you can break it.
I mean, at 21, sure, it's 100. And I went out, I bought it. I knew I was going to do this. I just didn't know when. I went out and bought this 135-pound barbell. And you have to do it while standing. I should have looked if there was one while sitting, but we're short on time. So
gotcha.
All right, now I have a minute to break this record. I have to break 21 times.
That's what? I think you might have broke up, damn it.
Hello?
I got you. I hear you now. Sorry, man.
No problem.
I'm going through Carlin.
We're good. I know you're in a truck. I know this.
Yeah.
By the way, stay tuned later. We're going to play What the Fuck is in the Truck. Everybody's coming up to me. What's in the truck? Everybody's coming up to me. We'll get to it. So, okay. So why don't, I mean, it feels like we're getting a little long-winded with this segment. So let's do this.
Are you going to say go and I'm going to go?
As soon as I hear your first word, I'm going to start the timer. And yeah, now I'm going to be away from the microphone. So I got to stand up to do this. Okay.
So, gotcha.
give me like 5 seconds before you start the Trump thing. Okay.
I got you.
All right. I'm standing now. I'm coming over. This isn't a bit. All right. You can probably hear this. Did you hear that? I dropped that. That's 135 pounds. I dropped that. Almost went on my foot. Would have ruined the whole fucking thing. But I have it, and so whenever you are ready, we got 1 minute to go ahead.
Okay, you ready?
Go, whenever.
I can't understand how people can back up this guy, because listen, Trump, he lies so much, and everybody says, oh, but all politicians lie, but this guy lies all the time, and he's in our house, he's the guy that's lying, and it's like, you have to be brain dead if you can't tell when he's lying.
I'm only using one hand, by the way. I'm not even using both arms.
It's not only just Trump, it's our whole political system. It's a little harder.
I'm going to use two arms.
Like kids fighting over a piece of taffy, and not even good taffy. That's what pisses me off. This guy's just constant lies. And then, you know, he does stuff with what the hell is he even thinking about going with?
I got three more in 15 seconds. Recorded the audio, not the video. Are they going to accept that?
I don't know this site. You have to ask them.
Hold on, let me read the small print. There's a star, but it says podcast about quitting gambling. Audio accepted. So I think we'll be all right.
Sweet, man. Sweet. I don't feel like I got everything out. You know, I only had one more thing.
I can't break it with another one.
I'm just gonna say one thing. People who like Adam Sandler movies, that's the people who vote for Trump. Thank you very much. I'm done.
Adam Sandler. Okay. Adam Sandler. He just had that movie Uncut Gems. Did you see that movie yet?
I did not.
I saw it, and you know it's about the guy's like a degenerate gambler, and. It's a gambling movie. At least I thought it was a gambling movie going in, so I was super excited to see it.
Must be right up your alley because, you know, I know you're a big fan of the Sandler and a big fan of being a degenerate.
It's true. I don't want to say love Adam Sandler. I am a fan of Adam Sandler. Everybody said he's going to win a Golden Globe or Oscar for this movie. If he didn't win one for Mystery Murder on Netflix, he's never going to win one. That movie with Jennifer Aniston, I don't know if you've seen it.
No.
You should. You should. I know that you're not a Sandler guy. Before, you know, do you have... Sandler's had so many movies. We do a lot of lists on this show. Why don't you do a top five Adam Sandler list? Top five movies, Adam Sandler list. Let's do a list.
I couldn't do five.
You couldn't?
I do not have...
You can't do five for me?
There's 999,999 ones that suck. To me, there's two good Adam Sandler movies.
Oh my! Okay, so let me slow it down. You could basically make up your final three, but you hate Adam Sandler so much you can't do that. You only have two.
I don't hate Adam Sandler. Obviously, he's funny because people think he's funny and stuff like that. It's just that I don't like. I don't like that.
All right.
The same shit.
All right. You make a lot of good points. But you're telling me so you could give me a top two list, because we got to do a list. We do lists all the time on this show. Top two list of your all-time favorite Adam Sandler movies. You can do that for me.
I would call my all-time favorite, I'd say my least most favorite hated Adam Sandler movies.
The two best worst Adam Sandler movies. Let's find out. Number two, top best worst Adam Sandler movie of all time is?
The number two is Happy Gilmore.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I laughed at it. I like the concept of it. A hockey player becomes a golfer. You know, I still hate his... I hate that. But out of all the movies...
I thought that Bob Barker.
Yes.
I thought he was great in The Irishman.
I hate you. Seriously.
It's the same fight scene. It's the same. I mean, come on. Everybody knows.
That is true. Oh my God, that's funny as shit. That is actually very true, dude. Very, very true.
You're number one. Let's not get excited. There's going to be more funny stuff. Let's not waste the funny. Your number one all-time Adam Sandler best worst movie is?
Funny People.
Oh, the movie about the comedian. He's a comedian. Yeah.
Yeah, because he is like kind of like a serious role, but it still was funny. And I'm not a big Seth Rogen fan. Seth Rogen, so... I'm with you on Seth Rogen.
I'm with you on Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
All right.
That's about all I have there.
Okay, well, I'm going to give my... We're starting a new thing on the show. I literally just thought of it. On a scale from 1 to 5, I'm going to rank Uncut Gems. And we're going to call it the Golden Leg score. So the Golden Leg score for Uncut Gems for me was a 3. So it was a little bit good, a little bit bad. So moving on from the Golden Leg.
Because you know I'm a huge movie guy, you ranking a 3, I would never ever watch this movie. There you go.
Well, as a degenerate gambler, I went in and I watched the movie being a degenerate gambler, looking at it as a degenerate gambler, and a lot of it didn't make sense to me. I don't want to give anything away to the listeners, but a lot of it didn't make sense to me. But
understood.
The ending where he got shot in the head and died, I thought was what? Come on, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. I made that up. I made that up. That didn't happen. Go find out for yourself. Listen.
I'm going to start calling you Rosie O'Donnell, man.
Uh-oh. What's the punchline?
Well, Rosie O'Donnell, when Fight Club came out, Rosie O'Donnell, the fucking next day, she came out and she gave away the ending of the movie.
Oh.
And fucking everybody was just, like, pissed off. Like, everybody could not... That's what actually... started everybody hating on Rosie O'Donnell. That's the only thing I think I fucking agree with Trump on.
All right. I'm glad you said that, because I was going to completely cut it out of the show, but since you did a Trump callback, I'll keep it in. It's just it's just amazing to me. We've done this a million times. You talk to me all the time. It's amazing to me that you thought, like, you could just say, oh, you're going to be Rosie O'Donnell. And I'm supposed to be like, oh, yeah, I get that reference. Like,
dude, I knew you weren't going to get that reference.
Okay, there's just a lot of silence. We're doing a radio show. There was a lot of silence. If you could just, you know. You knew, just like when I borrowed money off you. You knew when it was going to happen. You knew I'd walk in, look at me. You knew. You wouldn't say anything.
The moment you walked around the corner, I knew.
Yeah, and then I came to talk to you, and I led with.
Yeah. How much, Benny?
And I'd be like, no, how's your kid? How's Luke? How's Marla?
Yeah. That was before Marla, but you'd always ask how Luke is.
No, I would still.
You were very polite on that part.
No, the thing is, you were with somebody else. I just called them the wrong name. Like, I knew you weren't with Marla, but it wouldn't necessarily be Marla.
Yeah, but you wouldn't ask how the person I was seeing at the time was doing. You'd be like, oh, yeah, how's Luke? Is the other one dead yet?
Anyway.
Sorry, there's a lot of silence.
I don't know. Anyway, so I got, you know, I come up with these, what I call high ideas.
Yeah, it's your high ideas.
Okay, so I got one. So you know that essentially an apple and a cup of coffee it's basically the same thing. You're aware of this?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So why?
Are your listeners aware of this?
Well, they are now.
Oh. Way you said it, an apple and a cup of coffee are the same thing.
I said, are you aware?
I said, I am. And then I asked if your listeners are.
Okay, you're right. Okay, to be clear, an apple and a cup of coffee are it's like the same thing. Drink a cup of coffee, eat apple, is the same thing. Are we clear, audience?
No, they're not clear. The caffeine amount, basically the stimulant that it will give you of a cup of coffee and an apple are the same thing. But an apple and a cup of coffee are not the same fucking thing. That's apples and oranges. That's apples and cups of coffee. But to say it properly, an apple and the stimulant of an apple and a cup of coffee are the same thing. There you go, sir.
Okay, that's why you're here, to bring the facts. I'm here to bring the details.
Go ahead.
Okay, so then why is there six fucking Starbucks on Blue Diamond Road and not one drive-through Apple store? I have an idea for an Apple. So it's a drive-through Apple store. Okay, not an Apple phone, actual apples. It's only gonna sell apples. There's not gonna be fucking apple juice. Not going to be fucking apple cider. It's just apples. And that's going to be the name of it. Just apples. Okay?
Just apples.
All right? There's going to be, they're going to come, the only, because you don't, I don't want people to make a decision. Every time I go out to eat, I order the wrong thing. I make the wrong decision. That's why at Just Apples, all you could fucking have is just apples. You get what I'm saying? Now, we're going to have two flavors, red and green. Okay? Then we're going to call them flavors because we kind of want to spruce up the joint. All right? We got red and green apples. Okay, and that's it. You fucking come to Just Apples, you do it. I mean, it's a billion. Why isn't there one? You know? Why isn't there one? I don't. What am I missing?
Well, I don't know. I think they're either on to something or on something.
Well, here's the thing. I know that I'm too lazy and, like, I'm not committed to follow up with any ideas. Where everybody, even the audience, knows that. They may not have known the Apple thing, but they absolutely know that. So. I'm thinking, forget it, I'm not going to open a store. But I did buy a bag of a dozen apples yesterday, right?
Okay.
So I'm thinking of going to Starbucks, selling them to customers for a dollar each.
Okay.
And then buying a Starbucks latte with the profit.
With your $12?
Yeah, with my profit.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So.
You'll be able to get one per end day or whatever it's called, per day.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're onto something.
I mean, it's a high idea. High ideas. Let's call it, you know, maybe we'll high ideas. We'll put some music in. High ideas.
High ideas.
High ideas.
High idea.
The qualification for a high idea is when you think of it at night and then you wake up, and you either forget about it or you remember it, but you and you tell other people, because you if you think it's a good idea, you tell other people. And I've been telling a lot of people about Just Apples, and they're all telling me I'm crazy. So.
Well, I think it's funny that you're thinking of it, because, you know, like a roadside produce stand, you know, being from Pennsylvania is common.
That's not a drive-through. You can't drive past the roadside. If you could drive past the roadside stand and they threw the fucking apples into your window while you threw the cash out the window.
I agree. I get where you're going.
All right. Excuse me. Do you have applesauce? No. Take the fucking apple, because we're called Just Apples.
Juice? No. Red or green, that's it.
Yes,
you know?
Red or green.
I like you have apple pie? No.
No. Go, you want apple pie, take an apple, go out, buy the fucking crust, cut it up, make your apple pie. This is just fucking apples. You want apples and pies? It's down fucking two blocks. This here is just apples. We were the originators. We didn't even think we should add pie. All of a sudden, there's apple and pie places. There's fucking apple. There's apples and everything places. We are just apples.
Just
you know what
apples.
I mean? We're the fucking originators. And I know what you're thinking. You could get apples at Starbucks, but fuck off. Not every joke has to be 100% logical.
No, but the difference is you also get apple pie. You can get coffee. You get whatever. Nope, Benny, you just have just apples.
Just apples.
You literally could stand on the side of the road at red lights on fucking Blue Diamond and say, hey, you want just an apple? But if you want to have the store, go ahead. You know?
Nobody's going to come to a guy on the corner with an... If I drive by on the corner and a guy's holding a bag of apples, what are you, fucking nuts?
I would go down to Los Angeles all the time, this guy selling oranges. I fucking would buy them all the time, man.
I was thinking of I was thinking of a store called because eventually there'll be spinoffs, so it's gonna be called just oranges. It's gonna be called just oranges. But listen, so I mentioned this to somebody who told me my idea was stupid. They said your idea is dumb, but I said, well, what about just oranges? And then she was kind. They were kind of into that. So we started talking. Yeah, we started talking about what color would the sign be, and she said orange. And I'm like, you're an idiot. How are you going to put a picture of an orange on an orange fucking sign? Like, get out of it. I immediately cut her out of any business ideas. Like, that's it.
Just, yeah, I mean, like, your sign for Just Apple can't be red. It could be red or green.
Yeah.
You could do red on one side, green on the other. The green one on the red one on the green, which would be confusing, but Just Apples. I like it.
The weird thing about me is my idea.
The one weird thing.
My idea is just apples, but I don't have a sign set for just apples. I'm never gonna do just oranges, but I already have the sign picked out. Like, that's how backwards I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't have to ask me if I know what you mean. I know you, Benny.
You ready to play it? Are you ready to play it? The people have waited long enough.
Let's do it. What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? And now the rules for what the fuck is in the truck. It's basically simple. I give Benny three hints. If Benny doesn't get it, he loses. And we all know Benny loses.
What do you got? First clue.
First clue. It's pink.
It's pink?
It's pink.
Flamingos. Is flamingos not an exception? Does it matter? They have to be dead or alive?
Plastic flamingos? No. Here, just no.
Okay, jeez, no. Why would I assume you have dead flamingos? Okay, I just said... Okay, next hint. Next.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, because they're pink. I mean, I still have two guesses. I like to, you know, I'm a gambler, so I like to risk it. You know, I like to go for the long shot, the first guess. What do you got? Second clue.
It's sports related.
Pink? It's sports related? You have, those Good and Plenty's. Because you're shipping Good and Plenty's. I believe they're official sponsor of the NFL.
Oh, Jesus. I was going to ask you, how the hell are Good and Plenty's?
Hold on. No. The funny thing is, I knew you were going to ask me, so I completely made up the fact that the other false positive.
Yeah, I have no idea. I didn't think Good and Fucking Plenty is the official.
They're the official candidate of the NFL. No, you don't need to fact check that. You're good.
Believe me. Don't look into facts in this show. Definitely do not look for facts.
Final clue.
Final clue. It comes in a pouch.
Pink sports related pouch. Oh, okay. You have you have athletic cups. You have athletic cups for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's my final answer.
I was wondering how you were gonna tie in pink.
Or Mother's Day, like Major League Baseball. Every Mother's Day, they use like pink bats. They have to use like pink gloves. I thought, you know.
For Mother's Day for Breast Awareness, which is a great cause, but
yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Totally fucking wrong.
All right, what do we got? What's the answer?
What the fuck is in the truck? Big League Chew!
Big League Chew! Oh! I was so close with the baseball. I knew it was baseball related.
Yeah, you got that right with sports, so yeah, I thought for sure you'd get it when I said it's pouch.
All right, so you had your little rant earlier in the show. Remember you did your thing? I don't even want to bring it up again. I don't want to talk about it anymore. But remember, you got your rant. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that thing. I needed another 9 minutes, but I'm good.
All right, well, I'm a Philadelphia.
I feel better.
Will you shut up? Will you shut up? I'm sorry. I'm just really fired up about this rant. I'm sorry. I took it out on you. Philadelphia Eagles, they're my favorite sports. I know, sports, I'm going sports, but I have an idea.
Okay.
Because you went, you know, the other thing, and I set a world record while you did whatever you wanted. So why don't you try to, whatever you think of it, something you could, because I know you're in the truck, but is there some kind of world record you think you could break while I go on my rant about the Eagles?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, driving a truck?
How long is your rant going to be?
We're near the end of the show, so let's say 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. I'm going to try to beat Howard Strum's record.
Wait, hold on. Now, this is something you could do in a truck?
Yeah, I do it all the time. All
right, just don't forget to record it, because I made that mistake earlier.
So, hold on, I have to set the camera up. Actually, my truck has an inside camera, so it will be recorded.
Oh, okay, good. So your coworkers will get to see it. Well, that's great. You get to, yeah, coworkers get you to watch a break a record. Well, yeah, go ahead. Tell me what it is. I mean, that's good. Your coworkers are, that's exciting.
Okay, 30 seconds. So Howard Strum broke the record for jerking off masturbating.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh no. Are you fucking kidding me?
He did 8 times in 1 minute, which is amazing.
He did.
I know I can beat that. So if I have 30 seconds, I have to go
4.5 times. 4.5. I'll accept 4.5.
There is no half because it has to come to completion.
Okay.
You're not gonna milk the cow. The milk has to come out of the cow.
Okay, I get it.
Hold on a second.
Alright, are you gonna?
I gotta get it angry. So I don't know if he started out angry. Okay, hold on.
I have an idea how to get your dick hard. I know exactly what to say. One word. You ready?
Yeah.
Interest.
Oh. Boom. It's like fucking Viagra.
Yeah. I knew it. Yep, I knew it. All right. I always knew there was something bigger in your pants when I was asking you for money.
That's it.
All right. As soon as I say the word Philadelphia, you start.
All right.
Spit. Let me know when you're 100% ready.
I'm as hard as a fucking Shakespeare read right now. So when you say interest, what are you gonna say? Eagles.
The first word I'm gonna say is Eagles.
Okay.
Okay. So you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Theater of the mind, everybody. Theater of the mind. Eagles. They just lost to They just lost, and they got screwed. They got screwed by the refs, okay? The refs cheated, and I never say this. I never blame it on the refs. But the refs fucking cheated for Seattle. It's like they're wearing Seattle Seahawks jerseys on the field. Eagles got robbed, and Eagles had nobody. The Eagles had nobody. They were a Cinderella story. The Eagles were a Cinderella story, and they got robbed. They robbed. All right, I'm assuming you broke it. Done. 30 seconds. Did you really get it?
Oh my god.
Eagles were, Eagles got screwed.
Oh, Matt Damon.
Let's update the counter. Yeah. The counter, close this out.
Yeah.
We're currently at 33 episodes without Campbell. 14 months. It's been like 14 months.
Yeah. 14, good for you, Benny. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. On your world record. On tying the world record.
I tied it, but shit. I should get points because I am traveling, you know, at 75 miles an hour.
Well, you probably set the world record. You did. I care. If maybe, there's like a truck driver record breaker site, you should.
I should look into that.
Let's go ahead and update that counter right now to 34 episodes without gambling.
New world record.